Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Karen Reed found not guilty on manslaughter charge. That was a case that had been consuming the media for weeks and weeks and weeks. And maybe we'll talk about that as the show goes on today. But couple Supreme Court cases, by the way. Number one is the one that today upholding Tennessee's ban on transgender medical procedures for minors. Good. Excellent. Excellent decision by the court. We'll have our friend Sarah Parshall Perry joining us from the Heritage Foundation a little bit later today to break it down and discuss, because she's an expert on this stuff. And I'm excited for that, too. But, you know, as we begin the show today, I want to talk about eminent domain and this issue in New Jersey with this farm that is now getting national attention. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is involved in this, too. This comes an anniversary of another Supreme Court decision called Kelo, where, you know, it's funny. It's tragic what happened here. The Supreme Court ruled that the government can use the power of eminent domain to take your property if they can find a business development use for it, blah, 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 blah. Kelo was one of the worst Supreme Court decisions ever made. And John Stossel pointing out that 20 years later, 20 years after Kelo, after it happened, when the government seized her house, that project never happened. So the ruling stands, the project never happened. And the ramifications of Kelo still are with us today, where the government can say, well, we're seizing your private property for economic use, or in the case of what's happening in New Jersey now, for affordable housing. And I'm using air quotes here for affordable housing. If you are watching right now, you'll see air quotes. So this is what I'm talking about here. And so the good news is that both future Governor Jack Cittarelli and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins are now reaching out to the farm to help them. We hope to have the family on the show. We're working to get them on the show. But it's Cranberry, New Jersey, which some would call Central Jersey, except there's no such place. So we're going to call it North Jersey. But what happened recently with this story, and it went viral, and it was a couple weeks ago that it first came to my attention. I actually sent it to Cittarelli's campaign and said, hey, he should go out there and he should do a press conference on this, because this is just insane what they're doing. The family has had this this farm in their family for 175 years. Andy Henry, the owner of the family's farm on South River Road in Cranberry, said he has no intention of selling the land and plans to fight the township's plan to take it by eminent domain. He said the farm, this is from NJ.com, the farm represents exactly what this town prides itself on. His great-grandfather bought the land in 1850. It is open space, rich history, and a farmhouse. We just want to keep the farm in our family. Despite objections from dozens of residents, the Cranberry Township Committee voted earlier this month to approve a plan to acquire the Henry family farm to meet state mandated affordable housing requirements. Henry and his brother Christopher, who co-own the property, grew up in Cranberry but now live in New Mexico. They visit regularly to check on the farm, which is run by a local tenant who raises sheep and cattle. The 21-acre tract of land has been in the family for generations, and the brothers took full ownership about 12 years ago. Since then, they put more than $200,000 into maintaining the land. The two-story White House on the property was built by the family. The original home burned down around 1878, but neighbors stepped in to help rebuild it. It was remodeled in 1958 when Henry and his parents started living there. Now, it's located between the New Jersey Turnpike and Route 130. It has been targeted by warehouse developers for more than 30 years. And, I mean, I'm surprised. First of all, technically speaking, under Kelo, the town could have condemned the land and seized it under eminent domain to make way for warehouses. They could have done that because of the stupid ruling in Kelo. But they didn't do that for that purpose. Instead, what they've decided to do is they've decided to now seize it under eminent domain to build affordable housing. But they had all these offers over the years, they said. You know, they had offers from, they don't name the companies, but I'm going to guess Amazon probably. You know, Amazon's been building these gigantic warehouse distribution centers, and they want access to the Jersey Turnpike, 95. They want access to all these routes. That 130 corridor, I don't know if you're familiar with that or not in South Jersey, but it goes basically from, well, the end of Camden to, you know, all the way up past Trenton and keeps going. And there's several different ways to connect to the New Jersey Turnpike there. And from there, you can get anywhere. You know, you can get anywhere you want. And so you see as you drive up the Turnpike nowadays, or if you drive on 130 in parts of like Burlington County, New Jersey, for example, you see these massive, massive distribution facilities. Because how do you think all that crap you buy on Amazon is going to get to you in an hour? Or a day or two? It's going to get to you because they're able to get it onto a truck and get it onto a smaller truck and get it to you in the same day delivery, right? So the family could have sold out at any point. They didn't want to. They wanted to keep this farm in the family. They wanted to resist that, of which we should all say, good for you. I mean, that's great. Wonderful. Farms are beautiful. Farmland's great. And, you know, we love farmers, real farmers, not fake farmers like Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi, but real farmers and good. And we don't, but they could have taken the money. They could have taken the cash. They didn't. The town theoretically could have come in under Kelo and said, well, we think it'd be better for our business, for our economy, if we condemn your land, seize it under eminent domain, and allow Amazon to build a gigantic warehouse distribution facility here. They didn't do that either. Instead, now they're turning around and saying, well, the state of New Jersey is now mandating that we have to build our portion of affordable housing, high density housing, which, of course, then we have to build, you know, more roads and more facilities and probably more schools and maybe hire more cops. And I mean, everything that goes along with it. This is going to be, mark my words here, this will be the biggest issue in the governor's race going into the fall. The top three issues. But I really do believe this issue affects, I mean, everybody knows about this. It's happening. And we're talking in some towns, it's hundreds of units. In some towns, it's thousands of units. It just depends on where. And because the idiot governor that we have in New Jersey, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is hell-bent on ensuring that this happens, they're trying to get all this done now before Jack Ciccarelli gets elected in November. And then he said he's going to fight this, and he will fight this. And then he also gets to appoint two new Supreme Court justices who hopefully then can overturn the decision in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, which is the famous Mount Laurel decision, which mandated that every town has to have their fair share of quote unquote affordable housing. So you see how these things are kind of interconnecting here, Kelo, the Supreme Court decision, and this family farm in Cranford. Okay, so back to the story and our buddy Matt Rooney on NJ.com with an update on this. Rollins and Ciccarelli offer support to the endangered Cranberry, New Jersey family farm. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins put out the following tweet yesterday, and she said, I'm on the phone with Andy Henry of Cranberry, New Jersey. The city government has approved seizing his 175-year-old family farm via eminent domain for affordable housing units. Whether the Mauds, the Henrys, or others whom we will soon announce, the Biden-style government takeover of our family farms is over. While this particular case is a city eminent domain issue, we at the United States Department of Agriculture are exploring every legal option to help. And then she tweeted out a portal, USDA.gov/lawfare, if this is happening to you, for example. Jack Ciccarelli retweeting that and saying, thank you, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. New Jersey Democrats are taking the garden right out of the Garden State. As governor, I'll end overdevelopment to protect our suburbs, farms, and open space. Where's Mikey Sherrill? She stood on the debate stage and said our suburbs are not overdeveloped and that they aren't developed enough. She's Phil Murphy 2.0. Our buddy Mike from Wake Up NJ, who's been all over this and terrific, and he's a smart guy too, man. He's working really hard. He actually made a video of what happens here as the family is now begging the town not to seize the 175-year-old land. The video went viral, and then it was actually picked up by the White House and picked up by the Secretary of Agriculture. And this is why Brooke Rollins got involved and why everybody's getting involved in this. I did mention this a couple weeks ago, but with everything that's been going on in the world, we've kind of, you know, been talking about a lot of different things. So anyway, back in April, the brothers received a letter from the township stating that the property was being considered as a site to meet affordable housing requirements. If a deal can't be reached with the family to sell the property, the township could take the farm through eminent domain. Eminent domain allows the government to take private property even when the owner doesn't want to sell, if the site will be used for a public purpose. Okay, so let's go back to Kelo for a second here. Before the Kelo decision, it was always understood that eminent domain would be used for things like if the government had to, say, build a road, and then they had to take part of your property for a curb or something like that. There were very limited uses of what the government could do. But the main idea behind eminent domain prior to Kelo was it had to be for some public use. And there would be no other option. Like, if you're going to build a highway and there's a house there and you have to seize the house because you can't build a highway without it, that sort of a thing. But not to build a five and dime store, not to build a whatever, a Wawa. You know what I mean? Like you can't, the town can't come in, seize your property to build a Wawa. I love Wawa. And I'm not saying Wawa did this. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, it can't be something like that. Then Kelo happens. The woman's name was Suzette Kelo, and she lost at the Supreme Court because eminent domain now lets the politicians confiscate your property if they can say it's just for public use. It's all they have to say is public use. Politicians say they need the power to take property to build public projects like roads and railroad tracks, which seems reasonable. But developers collude with politicians to use the law unfairly to force people to give up their land for private projects, something that we've talked about for a lot of years. This woman, Suzette Kelo, lived in a small pink house in New London, Connecticut. Little pink house. New London, Connecticut. New London politicians decided to sell her land along with her neighbors to a private business called the New London Development Corporation. New London would then get development, they say, and the tax revenue they would bring in. Eminent domain law forces government to pay owners fair value for their property, but the bureaucrats decide what the value is. But it didn't matter. She didn't want the money. She wanted her home. She didn't want to sell. The Institute for Justice, our friends, great friends of ours, we've had them on the show many, many times over the years. The Institute for Justice, they do some of the best work in this area, fighting for private property rights. And they fought this case all the way to the Supreme Court. And they lost. 5-4 ruling. 5-4 ruling allowing the city of New London, Connecticut to bulldoze the neighborhood. When John Stossel confronted the city's lawyer at the time, he said, politicians can kick you out of your home. The lawyer replied, is this serving an important public purpose? We say it is. New London said at the time the new development would raise tax revenue 20 years ago. So where's the tax revenue today? Well, the development never happened. The house is gone. The lot is there. It's still an empty lot. The only thing under construction, even near where her house was, is a government-funded recreation center that costs taxpayers' money. According to the Institute for Justice, since Kelo v. New London, 47 states have strengthened their protections against eminent domain abuse, either through legislation or state Supreme Court decisions. Unfortunately, some places still allow it. Officials in the appropriately named town of Dalton, Illinois, proposed to use eminent domain law to take the new Pope's the new Pope, his childhood home, from its current owners and turn it into a historic site. So they go, oh, well, the Pope grew up here. So now we're going to seize it and turn it into a historic site. In Toms River, New Jersey, the mayor plans to use eminent domain to seize a church in order to build, wait for it, pickleball courts. Right. Pickleball courts. Georgia's government approved eminent domain to take parts of dozens of properties so it can build a private railroad that will serve just one rock quarry. Back to this issue in New Jersey, where this family is now fighting the town of Cranford, New Jersey, to try to stop them from taking their farm. Before unanimously approving the ordinance at a May 12th public meeting, members of the township committee said the decision does not bring them joy and was not made without serious consideration. Listen, losers, you should fight this every step of the way. The town should not feel the town should just say, no, we're not doing this. We don't have the room for the affordable housing, and fight it and say, no, tell the state to go to hell. We don't have room. We don't have the room to build the affordable housing that you're telling us to build. So, you know, go bug off. What they should not be doing is seizing a family farm to turn it into high density housing, which, of course, is going to lead to a strain on public services in every single way. It's also antithetical to the Constitution, to private property rights, to everything. In March of 2024, the township began what would become a year-long process to identify sites that could help meet the affordable housing requirements, according to the mayor, Lisa Neerham. By 2035, New Jersey towns must add or renovate over, ready for this? And this is why I say to you, this is going to be one of the biggest issues in the New Jersey governor's race, because obviously this issue is now getting national attention. You have the United States Secretary of Agriculture getting involved, which means the White House is going to get involved, which means this is a huge issue. Mikey Sherrill, as a member of Congress, has said not a friggin' word about this. Not about this farm. 146,000 affordable housing units. That's what New Jersey towns must add by the year 2035. 146,000 affordable housing units. By the way, there's nothing affordable about these things because they tend to, what happens like anything else, whether it's rent controlled or something else. Every person who understands economics will tell you that when the government puts in market caps, price controls, etc., then what happens is it drives up prices because that's the inevitable unintended consequence of that, because you have a scarcity problem. You either have homes that are then on the affordable housing end, of which case there are requirements to be able to purchase them or lease them, or then you have homes that are very, very expensive because there's no more homes for the middle class. So you have a tendency then to have really the other side of the tracks problem, where you've got the affordable housing issue, and then you've got the people that want to move into a town, can't afford a starter home because starter homes are now going for, you know, $500,000 for like a two-bath house in the burbs because there's no inventory. And because now you have affordable housing, the taxes have to go up to meet the needs of the services. So it becomes an economic disaster. So these guys, this family is now fighting this in New Jersey, which is good. I say that this town of Cranberry, this is a disgrace. The requirements have sparked controversies, with some municipalities unsuccessfully suing the state over what they argue are unfair obligations. Well, they should sue. They should sue. Cranberry should sue as well. They say Cranberry must allow developers to add 265 affordable housing units over the next 10 years. And by June 30th, the township must submit its housing plan to the state. Don't do it. Don't do it. What are they going to do? How about this brave stand to the mayor of Cranberry? How about you say no, and you side with the farm, and you side with the people in your town who don't want this crap, and you say no. How about that? What's Murphy going to do? Arrest you and get arrested? Get good publicity. Seems to work for the Democrats when they do it. I don't know what the political party of this mayor is, but I'm just saying, it's the Democrats are getting arrested every freaking day. trying to be grandstanders so that they can get arrested. Affordable housing criteria has changed dramatically, blah, 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 blah. Thus, the need for us to change how we identify properties. Just say no. They have to build, they've got to build sewer and water. They need proximity to mass transit. They need a 200-foot buffer from warehouse distribution centers. With very limited land west of Route 30 meeting the requirements, the pool of eligible properties was small, they said. Without an approved affordable housing plan in place, Cranberry officials said they fear a developer could sue the township. That could mean a builder's remedy lawsuit, which could give the township less control over what and where builders build. This is not where we want to be, but we're trying to do what's best for the town and get ahead of this. We're in a difficult position, said one of the township committee men. Residents packed committee meetings to support the Henry family, with many echoing calls to consider other sites and questioning when the township will push back on the state-required housing mandates. And there's an online fundraiser to help the family with their legal fees. This isn't just a battle for one farm. It's a stand against a system that sees land as dollar signs instead of heritage. Let us show the township that Cranberry isn't for sale. Let's show Andy that his sacrifices and his love for this land means something. Timothy Dugan, an attorney representing Andy Henry, said the township's plan to seize the property goes against Cranberry's longstanding farmland preservation efforts. It could also place housing development in an industrial area. This town has a long farming tradition. Its historic district, which includes buildings from the 19th century, was originally created as a place to serve local farmers and the agriculture industry. Over the years, the township has preserved over 2,000 acres of farmland. However, much of the area where the Henry Farm is located has been developed for warehouses. This affordable housing is going to be by itself, surrounded by warehouses. How is that a good decision? And how is that fair to the low-income people who are going to live there? Matt, did we get a confirmation from them on Friday for what time they can come on the show?
I don't believe we have a time confirmed yet, but we should have one by the end of the day.
All right, good. Excellent. There are 160 towns in New Jersey that are fighting this affordable housing nonsense, which I've told you again is going to become a huge issue. So back to Secretary Brooke Rollins. So she's the United States Secretary of Agriculture, and she's offering her support. She was literally on the phone with Andy Henry of Highland Ranch in Cranberry, New Jersey, and they're going to do everything that they can on their side to do it, to try to protect this, and good. And the point here, I think, is twofold. Number one, Kelo was a disastrous decision on the national level, giving government more powers to seize property for, quote-unquote, public use. That disgrace and that development, that business development, was never built. Outrageous, the idea that the government can come in and say, we're taking your house because we want to build a Walmart, a CVS, whatever, because we think it's better for the town. It's outrageous. Number two, the local decision in this Mount Laurel saying you have to have this affordable housing, and now you have these things intersecting. So now the town says under Kelo it has the right to condemn and seize this farm under eminent domain, which theoretically speaking it does because of the Supreme Court's horrific decision in Kelo. And I don't know what power the federal government has here. I know that if we had a Republican governor, this would not be happening. And I know that the president and the Secretary of Agriculture are going to try to do everything they possibly can to get involved here to save this farm. And it's going to become a huge campaign issue because it represents everything that's wrong with Democrat leadership. It's leadership's the wrong word. Democrat control. Democrat control of everything because they hate private property rights. They hate it. They don't like capitalism. They hate it. They want, quote unquote, affordable housing, high density housing. They love that. They want to turn every town, every suburb, every village into a city. They do. That's their whole plan. They've always had that plan. They're not secret about it. All their plans, their 15-minute cities and all their nonsense. They want all those things, too. And all these things are colliding right now in this 175-year-old family farm in New Jersey, the epicenter of local, national, state, federal, all colliding here on a collision course. We'll do our part to help. I know Jack Chiarelli will do his part. I know Secretary Brooke Rollins will do her part. I know you'll do your part. We'll all do our part to help. But man, the fact that we're even having this conversation right now is actually, in some ways, a good thing that it's happening now. Because if it wasn't happening now, it would not become such an issue as we head into the New Jersey governor's race this fall. Because make no mistake about it, there's going to be a decision point for people in New Jersey. Do you want to have another 150,000 units of affordable housing built in your communities, whether you like it or not, and all the services and all the increases and everything else that has to go along with it, yes or no? Simple choice to make. You vote Democrat, that's what you're getting. You vote Republican, that's what you're not getting. You're not getting that. Simple choice to make. All right, more to come. A lot to get to today. Big story coming out of the United States Supreme Court. Yes, we can ban gender mutilation surgeries and other quote-unquote medical procedures for minors. We'll talk about that as we continue. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you. I just saw him today in his Cinnaminson office. Had a great visit, and I got a good checkup as well. So we'll talk about a lot of things. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. By the way, the president is speaking in the White House in the Oval Office. I don't know if we can grab that on C-SPAN, Matt. We have the ability to. The Fox is not carrying it, but
yeah, I can see if it's on C-SPAN.
He just said a few moments ago, they just posted this a second ago, we're not looking for a ceasefire. We're looking for a total and complete victory. Again, you know what the victory is. No nuclear weapon. President said, I don't want to get involved either, but I've been saying for 20 years, maybe longer, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. They'd use it. I believe they'd use it. They should have made the deal. I had a great deal for them. They should have made the deal. In the end, they decided not to do it, and now they wish they did it. These are some of the things the president is saying. I don't know. Is it on C-SPAN now?
I don't think it's live. I think it's already wrapped up. They do have something. President Trump speaks to reporters in the Oval. I can pull
that
that's up.
Probably what it was just a moment ago. It looks like. Well, yeah, it looks like it just happened. Like it just wrapped up. Maybe just a second ago. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's either still going or it might have just wrapped up a moment ago, but
I can pull up this President Trump speaks to the reporters thing. We play that.
Yeah, let's do that. We're also waiting. Karen Reed is going to speak, I guess, after they found her not guilty. That's a very interesting case. We'll probably grab some of that for you, too. It's just going to be one of those days today. But glad you're here today. And tomorrow, live in Cape May. Don't forget, Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be there. Not tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. Friday is the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I want to see you there. Live show. It's going to be fun. we always have a great time there, and we're gonna have a stacked deck of guests joining us throughout the day, but most importantly, you. Now, I've been asked this several times. Can I get a ticket? You don't need one. You don't need a ticket. You do not need a reservation. Just come to the show. It's 3 to 7 p.m., and you can come for a little bit. You can come for all of it, and it's up to you. And just come, all right? But, you know, I've got a few messages from people saying, how do I get tickets? You don't need tickets. It's a free show. I know in this day and age, it's hard to believe that anything could be free, but it is. So just come and join us. The drinks at the bar, however, are not free. The bar will be open, but it's not an open bar. I know there was some confusion about that yesterday, but the bar will be open, but not an open bar. Anyway, Karen Reed was found not guilty of killing her Boston cop boyfriend, concluding a years-long legal drama that had court speculators flocking to the case. A jury on Wednesday acquitted Reed, 45 years old, on the most serious charge in her second trial of leaving John O'Keefe to die in a snowstorm after hitting him with her car outside a suburban Boston house party more than 3 years ago. She was also acquitted of leaving the scene of an accident causing death. The only charge she was found guilty of is operating under the influence of liquor or drunk driving, landing her with 1 year of probation. Her defense team had argued that O'Keefe was bitten by a dog and then left outside the Canton home in freezing temperatures. They claim the authorities constructed a conspiracy to paint Karen Reed as the culprit behind his death. So that just happened a short time ago. And it's this happened. There was a mistrial which happened last year. Here's President Trump a few moments ago speaking to reporters in the Oval Office regarding Iran. Obviously, this is a very, very big deal. What's happening here? So we're going to jump in and take a listen. Go ahead.
Of Italy, and a friend of mine is the owner of the team. He's a fantastic business person, a young guy, and I think it's got the longest string of ownership of just about any sports franchise, but does have the record in soccer. And it's John Elkman. I think you know John Elkman is a man that has done a fantastic job in the automobile industry, comes from a lineage of winners. And you have Gianni Infantino, as you know, and he's going to have the World Cup here. We have a game tonight. The game is, where is it, over in D.C., the stadium?
Yeah.
And it's totally sold out, I hope.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
this is the soccer. He's talking about the soccer
American
team right now.
On this team. And would you just, where are you, by American players?
I'm here.
Fantastic. So good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you're going to be the two best players on the field. Well, I just thought you might want to ask questions. Anything about the World Cup or the game tonight, but anything about the World Cup would be great. And Johnny's right here. So anybody have any questions?
Steve.
And I hope you like the, I'm a little, you know, he's a friend of mine. It's hard to go against him, to be honest with you. But they have a good team. Who are you playing tonight?
We're playing against the Emirati team.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
strong.
Good. Well, they spend a lot of money, right? It's probably, is it a strong team, good team tonight?
All teams are good. It's the best teams in the world. We're here in America.
Right, Johnny, you think?
Best teams in the world are here.
Well, we raised the American flag for you guys today.
Well, it's quite a historic day.
Looks nice out there, doesn't it? Yeah. Even you agree, right? I think so. Do you agree? No. Most of you agree. So, do you have any questions, please?
Do you know the latest on the evacuations out of Israel, Mr. President? Have
no.
You been updated on that?
No, we're having a meeting in an hour. We have a meeting downstairs in 1 hour. Yeah.
Mr. President, on Iran, if regime change does happen there, if the regime falls, do you have a plan for what you think would happen?
I have
there,
a plan for everything, but we'll see what happens. Kind of ways to go. They should have made the deal. I had a great deal for them. They should have made that deal. 60 days, we talked about it, and in the end, they decided not to do it, and now they wish they did it. And they want to meet, but it's a little late to meet, but they want to meet, and they want to come to the White House. They'll even come to the White House. So
great.
We'll see. I may do
That's
that.
Great.
But it's a shame it wasn't, could have been done the easy way.
Do you think the regime there could fall?
Sure. Anything could happen, right? Of that? Sure, that could happen. Yeah,
Mr.
please.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on who exactly was running the White House under Joe Biden. Who do you think that was?
I think the auto pen ran the White House. You know, we have an auto pen president before me. It's I think it's one of the greatest scandals in the history of this country, one of the biggest scandals. He wasn't making a decision. He was never for open borders where people came in from all over the world, from prisons and gangs and drug dealers and all of that, the mentally insane. He was never for that. He was never for open borders, and he was never for, if you think, he was never for transgender for everybody or men playing in women's sports. You know, he was never for that. Have you ever had women? Could a woman make your team, fellas? Tell me, you think? You're being nice. What do you think? Think a woman can make the team? General managers, what do you think?
Difficult.
You just said close.
We have a very good women's team, though.
You do have, right? Yeah. But they should be playing with women, huh? You know, it's one of those things. I mean, one of those things. See, they're very diplomatic.
Making your decision on Iran, obviously there's been a change from when you were pursuing a diplomatic negotiation. Yeah. Now you seem very open to the idea of potentially taking U.S. action. Obviously you're not going to tell us that. Can you walk us through what contributed to that change, how you got to where you are in making your decision now?
Well, I think it started the first night. I mean, you know, that first night was devastating. And it really knocked the one side off, as you know. Devastating. Devastating evening, day. And it pretty much proceeded that way. I have a meeting in the war room in a little while, situation room, as some people call it. So we're going to meet. We're going to see. We're in the midst of it. It's a terrible thing. I hate to see it. I hate to see all that death, so much death and destruction. But death primarily is what I hate to see.
Does that mean you haven't made a decision yet on what to do?
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other. War is very bad. There was no reason for this to be a war. There was no reason for Russia, Ukraine. A lot of wars there was no reason for. You know. You look right up there, I don't know, see the Declaration of Independence, and I say, I wonder if you know, the Civil War, it always seemed to me maybe that could have been solved without losing 600,000 plus people. So a lot of it's very sad to see. It's very sad to see what's happening. But with that being said, I would say right now, Israel, from the standpoint of winning a war, is doing pretty well. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, in your meeting today with the chief of staff of the Pakistani army, did you talk about Iran? Did that come up? Is there anything you can share from that meeting?
Yeah. Well, they know Iran very well, better than most. And they're not happy about anything. It's not that they're bad with Israel. They know them both, actually, but they probably, maybe they know Iran better. But they see what's going on, and he agreed with me. The reason I had him here, I wanted to thank him for not going into the war, just, you know, ending the war. And I want to thank, as you know, Prime Minister Modi just left, just a little while ago, just left. And we're working a trade deal with India. We're working a trade deal with Pakistan. And they were both here, but I was with Modi a few weeks ago. He was here, actually. But now we speak to him, and I'm so happy. There was a deal that two smart people, plus, you know, they had people on their staff, too, but two very smart people decided not to keep going with that war. That could have been a nuclear war. Those are two nuclear powers, big ones, big, big nuclear powers, and they decided that, so I was honored to meet him today.
And then I can't also keep it, sir. And for anyone who may want to answer, how has the travel bans from certain countries affected fans maybe coming in for the games, or is that not a concern?
Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's not a concern for us. For the games now in the Club World Cup, everything has been done in a very smooth way. We have an excellent, excellent collaboration, of course, with the president, but with the task force in particular. For next year, the World Cup, we have one more year to work, and the learnings that we have this year with the Club World Cup, which is historic, I say this to all the Americans, because it's the first ever Club World Cup, and it's played in the United States of America. So the learnings we'll have for this will apply them next year.
And they're largely sold out, so but I don't know. I don't think he's too worried about the travel ban. He doesn't know what the travel ban is, I don't think. Johnny, tell me what the travel ban is. He doesn't know what it is. He's largely sold out. Like tonight is totally. I've had friends, they heard about this meeting. They said, can you give me tickets? I don't know if I can get tickets. He won't give them to me.
We could speak.
Maybe John will give them to me. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, two questions, if I could. One about Iran and then one domestically. With Iran, what's your message to Americans both here and abroad who are not only concerned about the U.S. potentially getting involved in another conflict in the Middle East, but worry about the potential for retaliation here at home?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get involved either, but I've been saying for 20 years, maybe longer, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I've been saying it for a long time. And I think they were a few weeks away from having one. And they had to sign a document. I think they wish they signed it now. It was a fair deal. And now it's a harder thing to sign. You know, it's a lot of water over the dam. But, you know, it's very, I say it very simply, Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Too much devastation. And they'd use it. You know, I believe they'd use it. Others won't use it, but I believe they'd use it. So that's it. It's very simple as far as I'm concerned. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
And then domestically, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley came out this week as the lead sponsor of a bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. It stands out because he's a Republican. There's still 20 states that have it at $7.25. Do you support the legislation or the idea?
Well, I haven't seen it. I'd have to speak to Josh. He's a very good friend of mine. That's interesting that Josh did that. You have to think about that one. Some people agree with it, some people don't. You know, some people say it really turns away business, restaurants close, and a lot of things happen. Other people agree. I'd have to speak to Josh. He's a good guy.
For the possibility of an Iran deal, is the destruction or the dismantling of the Fordow Nuclear Enrichment Center, is that a prerequisite for a deal? Is that a red line for you?
No, it's just something that people talk about having. We're the only ones that have the capability to do it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it at all. Yeah, we have the best military equipment in the world. You see that with this fight. We have planes that are undetectable, flying around like, you know, nobody's able to see them stealth. You guys want to be stealthy tonight. You know, you can be stealthy and never lose, right? But these are incredible planes and weapons. We have the best weapons in the world. By far, nobody close, and we're certain countries take advantage of that. Israel has incredible weaponry, so we'll see what happens. I have not. I've been asked about it by everybody, but I haven't made a decision.
Mr. President, you talked earlier today about having daily conversations with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Yeah.
How have those conversations weighed on you in terms of getting more involved?
Let's do this. Let's pause it right there and just back up to the question, and then we'll come back and we'll get the president's answer on that. The breaking news here is that the president's saying that Iran wants to meet and make a deal. So that's huge. He also goes on to say Tucker Carlson called him to apologize. I saw Dr. Mike Venneria today, as I mentioned. He is my dentist. He is my friend and dentist. In fact, I don't know. There's a picture. You can put it up on YouTube chat. Yeah, let's put it up there. Why not? Me and Dr. Mike in his office today, right by his best dentist in South Jersey picture. There it is. Good to see him. Great guy. And Dr. Maz is going to see him later today. I just broke HIPAA, but what are you going to do? Anyway, there's a reason why so many people go see Dr. Mike Venneria, because he's the best. And I've known him for years. He's my dentist and my family's dentist. People ask him, does Rich really come here? Well, there you go. There's your photographic evidence. Two handsome gents right there. It's about care. It is not about cost. And that's the difference. That's what sets Dr. Mike apart. He has an office in Cinnaminson, where I went today, and an office in Woodbury. Both locations are right over the bridge. Very easy to get to. Now, there's a lot of these chain dental offices out there. I drove by one on my way to work. Stay away from those. Stay far away from those. Go to the local guy. He's worth the drive. Wherever you're going, wherever you're coming from, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Jersey Shore, Dr. Mike is the best of the best. Bridget even got an even more beautiful smile from Dr. Mike last year. She had veneers that needed to be updated, and he did a fantastic job, and she looks more beautiful than ever. And Patrick, Reagan, and Claire were all in to see Dr. Mike last week. So that's what I'm talking about right now. He's the best. He's the man. He's the master of dental implants for 10 years in a row, recognized among his peers as being such. And everybody in the office is super sweet. Everybody that's there cares about your care, your concern, and that's what they're there for. So please reach out to him and make your appointment today, because your mouth health is everything, and you want to have and deserve that beautiful smile. VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
YMCA, I won't sing it, but Justin always plays YMCA when the president is speaking, and he's speaking from the Oval Office. Big takeaway is that he says Iran wants to make a deal. They want to meet and they want to make a deal. You know why? Because they don't want a bunker buster dropped on their heads. That's why. So good. That's good news. And we can hopefully avoid, you know, a big drawn out Middle Eastern conflict. I told you yesterday, I said I thought people in the MAGA world, the MAGA civil war, were getting way ahead of themselves, and just everybody needs to take a deep breath and chill out. But anyway, we stop this. We're going to jump back into it here, and we're going to finish this as soon as we come back in the 4 o'clock hour, because I want you to hear what the rest of what the president has to say. It's really important stuff regarding Iran, obviously, and the fact that this could be over. But the key takeaway is no nuclear weapon. Iran cannot have a bomb, cannot have a nuclear weapon, period. And that's consistent with what he's been saying. There's actually a clip on social media. I'm not going to play it, but of him telling Tucker Carlson that back in 2019. It's also important to remember that when Trump killed Soleimani, the general, Iran did nothing. I mean, everybody thought Iran was going to do something. They don't have the ability. Dr. Victoria Coates, who's been our guest on this show almost weekly now, we're blessed to have her, has said this before. Everybody thought after Trump ordered General Soleimani killed that Iran was going to retaliate. They just don't have the ability to. So now they're afraid of Trump and they're worried about him dropping this bunker buster bomb and blowing up their entire nuclear operation, which then would set them back literally into the Stone Age. Then they can't use nuclear for anything, not even for peaceful energy purposes. So they don't want that, obviously. So now they want to make a deal with the president. So that's good. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on. And then the other big story is that Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for New Jersey, just got this text from the Cittarelli campaign, just had her Kamala Harris moment, I think. You remember when Kamala Harris went on The View and they were like, well, would you change anything? And she's like, nah, nothing comes to mind. Yeah, nothing. Mikey Sherrill just had a similar moment like that in a clip that's now going viral across the social media platforms. So we'll talk about that as well. But Friday, Cape May, we will be live in Cape May on Friday. And I don't think we'll be at war, since Trump says they're going to be meeting soon on the Israel-Iran conflict and Iran wants to meet. So that's good. So come out and enjoy and have fun, because the Grand Hotel is my happy place for a reason. And I want you to join us on Friday. I also want you to come because now's the time to start thinking about your summer vacation plans. And when you get there and you see it, you're going to go, man, why haven't I been here before? The Grand Hotel has something for everybody. And when you book your July midweek stay, you're going to save, and save big. Stay three nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Five nights get you $70 a night. Stay seven nights and receive $80 a night in resort credits that can be used for purchases of food and beverage in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand. You bet. And, you know, since we've had weather that's been a little, questionable, the Grand Hotel has a beautiful indoor heated pool, saltwater pool. So if the weather is bad, the kids are not just sitting around on their devices all day and you're not going crazy trying to figure out what to do with them. Take them to the pool. And that beautiful outdoor heated pool as well, which is huge, because most of the hotels down there have these little bird baths, but not the Grand Hotel. Plus, unlike, you know, renting a shore house, you don't have to worry about doing the towels and the sheets. So what are you waiting for? Make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Book your summer stay, and I'll see you this Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. for our live show. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the show this Friday, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.